Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From USA Today, it's the Ravens Wires on the Window Nation guest hotline. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, how far removed are you from being 18 years old?
It's been a little while. But now, you know what? For the Ravens, it's a fun time to get into the draft action. You're right. Just a couple weeks away from the draft, it always feels like it sneaks up on you, which is exciting.
We had Eric Edholm on yesterday, Kevin, a respected NFL writer. Of course, you know him from NFL.com, Yahoo before that. And, you know, do the mock drafts, and I guess you think outside the box. Yeah, the Ravens taking the offensive tackle from Ohio State at 27, you know, more of a futures pick. Are the Ravens at this stage where it's kind of Super Bowl or bust? Simmons is the kid's name. Are they in a position to take a futures pick, or do they need someone that's going to be ready to rock and roll week one against whoever it is?
I mean, technically they could. They could also kick him into guard if they really wanted to. I know right now the projected guards are Andrew Voorhees and Daniel Falele, but if I'm being honest, I wouldn't do that if I were the Ravens. I feel like it would feel bad if, let's just say, he is on the bench for the year. This upcoming season, I feel like right now you need your assets to work for you, your first round pick to work for you. And to me, if you have an offensive lineman, and Josh Simmons is a great player, like I think that he's going to be a really good tackle. I know the injury is going to push him down draft boards a little bit that he suffered last season, but you know, I think that the Ravens have enough other areas where they could take a guy like an edge, corner, safety, D-line, you know, those positions where we know the Ravens are a BPA team, and if they feel like Simmons is the best player on their board, they will take him, and that's just how it's going to be. But, you know, it's almost like the conversation, I think we had the same kind of thing last year where the Ravens did have Ronnie Stanley and they had a couple of other spots on their line to fill, but the conversation was if an offensive lineman was there but he was going to sit on the bench, was it going to be worth it? And my answer then was no, and I still think it's no, because you have a window, and the Ravens hadn't re-signed Ronnie Stanley and they were looking for an offensive tackle, it would be a different conversation. But I think that there are enough players in this draft and enough needs that Baltimore has to say that, yeah, it'd be a fine pick, but one that you might have to kick him into guard to play him to get the most value in year one. Then maybe if Stanley leaves or, you know, retires or whatever, you can kick him back out to tackle. But I definitely would rather have the Nate Wiggins type impact. Hopefully you can get that out of your pick this year too.
If you were to rank 1, 2, and 3, their needs going into 16 days from now, what do you think 1, 2, and 3?
I think edge is probably number one for me, just because of the fact that, you know, yes, you have Adafe Owe and Kyle Van Noy, but again, Owe has, you know, he has very high highs and very low lows, it feels like. I think for Van Noy also, you don't want to necessarily rely on him in a big, big, big role this year where, you know, yes, obviously put him on the field. He's still very effective and has been for the past 2 years with the Ravens. But, I mean, outside of that, it's Tavius Robinson, who I do expect to have a big year, especially in run defense. But, again, you don't want to have to rely on him. David Ojabo and Aziza Isaac is your other guys. I think that, you know, drafting a guy, if a player falls to you, I know James Pierce is a popular name, although I know the Ravens, they will have to determine whether the character and all that is going to be a yes or a no for them. But there are a couple of options. Number two, I would probably say it's close. I might say safety right now just because Ardarius isn't back, although I do expect Ardarius and the Ravens to work something out. But yes, you have Kyle Hamilton. There are a couple of safeties, though, in the first round that do intrigue me, like Nicky Minwori, who I know a lot of people are coining, oh, he's a more athletic Kyle Hamilton. You know, oh, these teams want a Kyle Hamilton, go get Minwori. You have guys like Malachi Starks or even Xavier Watts in the second round. And then, honestly, an underrated need for me, I know people aren't talking about it as much, but I think defensive line on the interior is a need for them. Michael Pierce retired, Brent Urban a free agent. You know, Broderick Washington hasn't given you a lot since his contract extension. You'd have a couple of good players there, Matabike and Jones, but this is a very deep defensive line class. I wouldn't be shocked if Baltimore came out of it with two defensive tackles.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's defense myself. And, you know, is that what you're expecting when we go to Liar's Luncheon next Tuesday, to what kind of Eric leads that way?
Yeah, I think that'll probably be the message. Although, you know, you don't know, maybe he'll throw up those smoke screens. We know that that's always a thing at the Liar's Luncheon. But I think that for Baltimore, on the offensive side of the ball, you're pretty set. I mean, obviously, quarterback, there's not a question there, especially with Cooper Rush. You don't need a backup anymore. Running back, yeah, you could take a guy, but, you know, you already have four on your roster that you need to work in. So does that mean you keep four again and Rasheen Ali just gets cut? Wide receiver, I could see them taking a later round guy. You have five right now on your roster that, you know, you can work with. Tight end, I could maybe see a later round player because, obviously, all three of those tight ends are in the final year of their deal. And then offensive line, probably the one I would say on offense gets taken the earliest out of those positions, but you really do just need to stack up on the defensive side of the ball here because that is where your needs lie. I just don't think you have, you know, you don't have the needs on offense right now. I think defense is where you look, and this is a very, and it's interesting because I mentioned the defensive line class is super deep this year. The corner class isn't necessarily regarded as great. You have a couple of great safeties, like I mentioned. And then, you know, edge has some guys, you know, it's not the deepest edge class I've ever seen. And then obviously the Ravens are even making waves by bringing in inside linebackers, where obviously yeah. Trent Simpson didn't have the greatest year last season. The Ravens, hopefully, you know, in their eyes, he can step up this year, but, you know, I don't blame him if they don't trust him in a big role. And obviously, you know, they're talking about, oh, we're excited to see what he can do on first and second down. So that obviously says something. I think that they're going to draft an inside linebacker at some point. So, yeah, I expect Eric DaCosta to, you know, give us some insight into what the Ravens are doing. But obviously, he's not going to give away his whole battle plans here leading up to the draft.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin, I could see, like, when you look at mock drafts and stuff, there's a lot of guys, like the safeties keep dropping, and, you know, some of the pass rushers are dropping because of character. I mean, guys drop in the draft because of, you know, character or medical, you know. And, you know, what's going to be interesting, because I could see a scenario where Eric trades back.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. And I know that that's, you know, among some, it's not popular because of how many picks they already have. I mean, I'm not sure they can fit 11 draft picks on their roster at this point. I mean, it's possible.
Well, you got the practice squad and stuff, too.
Yeah, and that's true. Where I think even we know that Eric DaCosta, with Ozzie Newsome, was a little different, where it seemed like it was very rare that they would cut a draft pick. He would always give him a year or two on the roster before making that decision. Eric DaCosta is not afraid to cut a guy if it's not working out, or put him on the practice squad. And I think we're seeing that more across the league, where, you know, you draft a guy in the seventh round, you cut him, you get him back on the practice squad, and that's that. So that's where maybe the tight end pick I was talking about, maybe that guy gets put on the practice squad. But again, you get, and honestly, you know, seventh round picks are making a lot less than, you know, those high priority undrafted free agents. So teams like to trade back into the draft, get the contract, and see what happens. But, you know, trading back, if the Ravens end this draft with 12, 13 picks, it's a lot of picks, but they're not going to force anything where if they get to 27 and, you know, there are a couple of options. You mentioned guys dropping where they could have three, four guys available. They feel comfortable taking at 27, and then there's, you know, it's a no-brainer. They can make their decision. But if there's no one there, you have guys like Xavier Watts, for example, who you could trade back to 34, 35, 36, maybe get a 2026 pick if you wanted to. If it's not working out, I know the fifth-year option is a very valuable thing. I know they've, you know, changed it over the last couple of years, but even still, that's kind of what the Ravens are thinking when they traded back up to 32 to take Lamar Jackson, is, hey, we want that fifth-year option for the quarterback. But I know that trading up is kind of the big talking point right now, but I agree with you. I definitely wouldn't ruling out trading back either if it doesn't really fall the way the Ravens want it to.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, what's happening on the website 16 days from the draft?
Yeah, just leading up to it, talking about prospects, talking about possible outcomes for the Ravens, and obviously looking at what free agents maybe the Ravens could sign post-draft, because obviously that compensatory pick deadline is coming up, and that's when, you know, Eric DaCosta likes to work his magic even more.